talks to guests on behalf of GROW, Grand Rapids Opportunities for Women, and Bonnie Nora, you CEO, and more here gracing our studio. I hope you're well.
I'm well, thank you, Shelley. Good. Thanks for having us.
You are quite welcome. Tell me about GROW.
Grand Rapids Opportunities for Women. We help women start, advance, and grow and sustain their businesses through entrepreneurial trainings, networking opportunities, micro-lending, and individual mentoring.
How are you feel you're doing?
Good. We're doing, hey. Just ask me, I'll tell you. We're doing great.
Nice, helping lots of those out and about. I know you have a program coming up very shortly to talk about as well, but we always ask you to bring in one to testify on behalf of your services. Would you do the introduction?
Sure. I'm very pleased to introduce Kay Stazel, who is one of our board members, but in addition to that, she is also our award recipient for our Seeds of Growth, Leanne Moss Award, which is Volunteer of the Year Award.
Great. Kay Stazel, this is your life principal of KMS Group. You've been the owner of multiple businesses in the GR area for, well, I'll say over 30 years.
That's right.
Birthdays are good. So good morning, Kay. And you're wearing bright colors. Why is that?
Well, because I think we have a bright future here with GROW, and I'm excited to work with Bonnie and the organization.
Kay, let's talk about, first of all, a bit of your career growth. I want to start there, if you would. Were you always destined to be in business? Did you have that DNA?
Actually, yes. I come from a family who's had an entrepreneurial spirit, and I worked in retail for a long time, maybe 14 years in the Grand Rapids area, and in the mid-80s when there was the environment where we had a lot of mergers and acquisitions and the big box companies were coming into markets, that's when I decided that's time for me to put on that entrepreneurial cap and see if I could go it alone.
Yes. And before we get into your involvement with GROW, what's it take to... I guess a question for those listening who want to be a Kay Stazel. What's been your challenge, and how have you succumbed to winning?
Well, I think you have to persevere. You have to have a passion for what you do and understand the product or service that you are trying to build a company around, and you have to be able to overcome all the hurdles that are up against you. And partner with organizations that are out there to help you.
Oh, like GROW, huh?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
You are a volunteer extraordinaire. Again, you being honored come October 4th, we'll talk about that. But let's talk about your volunteer involvement with GROW. What prompted you to get involved, and what does keep you engaged?
Okay. Well, it's an interesting start. I've been volunteering with GROW for over 20 years now. And I first got a call from a friend of mine who was an attorney who was facilitating some former programs for GROW called MYOB. He called me up and said, Kay, GROW needs you. You need to come and teach some of these classes because my students are asking me, how can I grow my business without employees? And he said, they can't. They have to, they shouldn't be afraid to have employees. And, of course, my background being in employment, it was a perfect fit. So I started facilitating those classes. I became a board member a couple years later and termed out after 6 years. And I think I've been through most all the programs as a volunteer with them. And then I came back on the board in 2012 and have been a board member ever since, having chaired 1 year during this last stint. So.
Thank you for that testimony. Bonnie, I hope Kay's story is not new to you, one who falls in love with certainly the workings of GROW to serve in the volunteer way. You ask business owners to get connected to a mentor through GROW?
Yes, yes. I think one of the strong suits of GROW is the mentorship portion. So, we just launched a new program called Empower Her, and that's all about a one-to-one mentor-mentee connection for a year-long period. And the purpose of that is to help these women who are in business, generating some revenue, develop the mindset and the skill set to work on their business and not in their business.
So, Kay, some of your volunteer work does involve, as we're talking, mentoring business owners. So what do you enjoy about that one-on-one connection?
Well, I think that, in fact, the mentorship program is probably my favorite part of what I do in volunteering for Grow. I like it because I am, as many years as I've been in business, I'm still inspired by the excitement and the creativity and the enthusiasm of the business owners that I work with. And these, many of the people that I work with are from, well, some of them are from the, some rather disadvantaged portions of our community. And they have to make their businesses grow against all odds. And so they might not have all the resources others do, but they are still determined, they are driven, and they are very excited to build their companies so that they're better tomorrow than they are today. And that's inspiring for me.
So obviously you're urging business owners to seek out mentors. Let's expand on that, and let's expand on keys to a successful mentoring relationship. Do we need to meet face-to-face?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It only works that way. And the best way to make this kind of a program work is if both parties understand what their roles really are. A mentor, it's important for them to understand that they are a trusted advisor. They are a shoulder. They are a benchmark. They are a resource for finding out what the needs are, but they are not there to run the day-to-day operations of that business. The business, the buck stops with the business owner, and they have the last say in how they're going to move forward. And a mentor needs to understand that to be the best value to that business owner. And as well, a business owner, it's important to understand that the mentor is there for advice and is vetted by Grow. We go through screening so that that business owner can have a comfort, a feeling of comfort that the mentor that they're working with is going to keep that information confidential and has their best interest in mind. And so it's important for that business to be able to give all the information and share the information about their business so that the mentor can add the value that needs to be given.
Bonnie? Yes. You want to expand on that if you could?
Sure. Kay is right on target when she talks about the relationship between the mentor and the Grow business. And it's also important from our perspective is that the business owner is receptive to the advice and the coaching and counseling that the mentor is willing to give. We one of the other programs we have is our business wellness checkup program, and that's actually the program Kay's been most involved in. And it's where we match, again, a business owner and a mentor up. And Kay is also correct in saying we do vet those mentors. We want to make sure that they have a minimum of 2 years of business experience, right? That they're very versed in all aspects of the business and that they have the right personality to work with our businesses, to coach and counsel them.
Great. Our Entrepreneurial Insider segment this particular Friday of the month, the fourth Friday, if you're really checking. Yes. And Grow certainly helping women start, advance, and sustain their businesses. Bonnie Nawara with us, CEO, in addition to special guest Kay Stazel, principal of KMS Group, involved significantly with mentoring. And congratulations on the Leanne Moss Service Award, which will be handed out October 4th at the JW Marriott. What does it mean to you to receive this award? You've received awards before.
Well, Shelley, thank you very much. You know, I'm just like any other business owner in the community, and everybody knows how generous West Michigan businesses are. We're one of the most generous in the country. And I'm like everybody else. I like to give back to the community, not because I want recognition, not because I am or any business owner is looking for to advance their business or their personal, something personal. We do it because it's the right thing to do. But every once in a while, right out of the blue, somebody comes up and taps you on the shoulder and says, thank you. And that is really an honor. And you really know, when that happens, you really know that you've been able to give something of value to somebody else.
That's great. Bonnie, how, I guess a twofold question, how can someone sign up to be a mentor with GROW? And then I need more information on the event on October 4th.
Okay. If you go to our website, growbusiness.org, there is a tab there talking about volunteering, and there's a description of the volunteer opportunities, and you can submit an online application and we'll get back to you. So that's how you can apply to be a mentor. And then October 4th is our Seeds of Growth event at the JW Marriott. As you know, last month we had Gwen Jamari here, and she owns a company called Naturalicious. She's our keynote speaker, and she's going to be telling the compelling story about her compelling story, but it's also a compelling story about the women that we deal with every day. So we're very excited about that. And in addition to that, not only are we honoring Kay, but we also have two other awards that we'll be giving that day, too.
All right. Well, rest up. And Kay, how do we find out more information about your work?
Well, you can contact me through KMS Group, LLC. Mm-hmm. I'm a member of the chamber, and it can probably do it through GROW as well.
Hmm. Great. Well, congratulations. Have fun on October 4th. Bonnie, all good?
All good.
All right. Go get them. Enjoy a little art prize in between. How's that?
Thanks, Shelley.
That'll be good work, ladies. Our Entrepreneurial Insider. We'll see you in October. Take care.